Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Smith steals second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Landis scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Herbert, and towards Ward, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cunningham scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Herbert reaches second base with a double. Buster Narum now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herbert scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6 to nothing, White Sox. Pete Burnside now pitching. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Hansen reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrion for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.